It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Our little finger has a special name that may sound like it's about color, but actually it's not.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hey, Ann.
Hello.
Pinky, what got you started on this?
An email from one of our listeners. I was talking with Cynthia Canty on Stateside about why people may not be capitalizing their names in email anymore. And one of our listeners wrote to me and pointed out that for people who are having trouble with their hands or wrists, when you hit the shift key, it puts a lot of pressure on your pinky finger because your pinky finger always has to stretch out to hit the shift key. And in the email, pinky was spelled P-I-N-K-I-E, which is why I noticed it, because I don't know about you, but that's not how I would spell pinky finger.
No, I would use a Y.
I would also use a Y. So I'm looking at it. And then, of course, because my brain being the way it is, I thought, why do we call it a pinky finger?
And
I just have to note, it's one of the things I love about my job is that there are an endless number of totally mundane words that actually have interesting histories. I went to the Oxford English Dictionary to look it up, and pinky finger is from the adjective pinky, which meant small. Which makes sense. That was originally Scottish, shows up in the 18th century, and here's a great fact. It at first referred to eyes. So people with pinky eyes, like
Ew.
Little squinty eyes.
Like little rat eyes.
It came eventually to refer to the small finger. It shows up in John Jameson's Etymological Dictionary of the Scottish Language in 1808. Comes to the U.S., first shows up end of the 19th century to refer to our small finger.
You know, I think they stole it from the Dutch because we call it the pink.
Okay.
Yeah, and Scottish want to take our credit.
And pink as a noun meant a small thing or a small creature. Now, this had me thinking about fingers, and I thought, well, what about the ring finger? Have we used that for a long time? And it turns out we have.
Yeah.
You can trace that one all the way back to Old English, medieval times. It was a ring finger. And in Old English, you actually had HR as a consonant cluster. So it was ring. And then I thought, what about an index finger? Now that one is borrowed. Index comes in from Latin in the late 14th century, and it's index in the meaning of point. So your index finger is your pointing finger. It's the same way we use index as in the pages in the back of the book, where you have the words that point to places in the text.
And we've got other body parts involved here too, like funny bone.
Funny bone. I thought, I wonder how long that's been in the language. That one, 1842. And it clearly was new. There's a quote in the OED from 1861 where it's in scare quotes that sort of some people mistakenly call it the funny bone. Now, belly button.
Ah.
How recent do you think that is?
I wouldn't think it's that old.
It turns out I was surprised, 1934.
Oh.
I would have thought somehow it was a little older than that. But for most of our history as English speakers, we've called that part of our body the navel. But 1934, the belly button.
Well, I'm going to go contemplate my navel now. So you have a great Sunday.
You too.